So we're up to the second millennium in world history. Shet passed away in the 42nd year of the second millennium. He says, the Yuchsin says it was the 62nd year, but he made a mistake. And when Shet passed away, it was Lemech was 168 years old. And he says that Shet is buried in Arbel, like Nitai Arbeli, the city of Arbel. That's where Shet is buried, in the city of Arbel. I don't know where that is. I don't know, but when we get to Nitai Arbeli, he explains that a little bit, where that is.
Shet is the son of Adam.
Right. Shet is the third son of Adam, right.
When was he born? How did he live so long? He died in the second century, the second millennium?
Yeah, but Shet was born in the year, I think, 130, no?
130?
Yeah, wasn't Shet born in the year 130? 130, I think so. Shet was born, yeah, in the year 130, yeah.
He lived 1,700 years?
He lived 912 years. Why do you say 1,700 years? Adam passed away in the year 930, right?
Right, I thought we were in the year 2000.
We're in the year 1,042, second millennium. We're in the year 1,042, that's when he passed away.
1,042.
Yeah.
Wait, he was born in 130?
He died 1,042. So, do the math. Turns out that he lived 912 years.
He lived almost as long as Adam.
Right. Right. Lemech was 181 years old. And he married Eshmoa but Elishua ben Chanoch. Chanoch was his uncle. So he married his uncle's granddaughter, Eshmoa, the son of Elishua, the son of Chanoch, his uncle. And she bore children for him. And the child he had from her, he named Noach. And he meant to say, Nacha ha'adama v'shakta ma'ashachat b'yama. The destruction took a pause. There was quiet from destruction in the days of Noah, and there's a great destruction, there's a great flood, and Noah, there's going to be a period of rest, a period where all the destruction will cease, and there's the calm that's after the storm. So it's interesting, if we think of Noah, we think of Noah as the one who saw destruction. His father, when he names him after the quiet that's after the storm. Now Lemech, his father, called him Menachem. Because until that time, we said that when they'd plant, they wouldn't get good produce. And then Hashem made it that they planted and they did have a little bit of respite. The ground bore a little bit of fruit. But people did not repent. There's Sefer Michlal Yofi. He says that the first child to be born after Adam died was Noah. And that's the idea of Zayin Achameinu. It was traumatic for humanity to bury the first man. And the first child to be born afterwards was Noah. Noah was born in the year 56, the year 1056. And here he says that Lemech was 182. So here we have a discrepancy. Beforehand, he quoted in Medrash that he was born in the year 1055. Now he's saying 1056. Noach lived 950 years. He mentions over here there's a misprint in the Rabbeinu Bechaye that says that from Adam to Noach was 1040 years. It's not true. It was 1056. All the children born before Noah had webbed hands. There was no separation between their fingers because they didn't work the land. And Noah was the first one to be born with divided fingers. And from this, Lemech understood that Noah would work the ground. That's what it says in the Midrash Avkir. until then, they had me'itzevon yadenu. They had hands that were very, very hard to maneuver, to be able to work the ground well, because they didn't have fingers. And that was the idea, Zayin Achameinu, this will comfort us. The words, Mima'aseinu u'me'itzvon yadeinu, have the same numerical value as Yadayim belichiluk etzbaot. Noach was the first one who started making plows, making tools to work the ground, because he had the dexterity to be able to do that. So that's Noach.